Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. Shell's premium gasoline provides engine protection even in extreme heat, like what you're experiencing today. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
One more case here today that I'd like to chat about. Caleb Flynn. This is a trial that, if all stays on track, is coming up fairly soon. It's impossible to look at the brutal murder of 37-year-old Ashley Flynn, his wife, without feeling a profound, sickening sense of betrayal. A beloved middle school teacher, volleyball coach, mother of two, she was allegedly shot to death in her own bed, allegedly by the man who vowed to protect her. Now her husband, a former American Idol contestant and worship pastor, God, we can't get out of a church today, can we? Sits in jail, facing 11 charges. The facade of their perfect Christian family has completely shattered. How does a man sing praises on stage and profess his love on national television only to allegedly orchestrate a chilling staged execution while her two young daughters sleep just down the hall? Just down the hall. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Sarah on Facebook says, I'm sick over the rumors that he was having an affair with a pregnant 23-year-old and that text message at 12:42 a.m. saying, it's almost done. Was this a calculated execution so he could just start a new life without the mess of divorce? That's speculation on rumors. Innocent until proven guilty. If he was having this affair and this text came through, that's pretty blunt.
It's something like that. When you look up the averages and the profiles of who typically commits these types of crimes, it's someone like this. It's someone who, like the spouse that does this. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but he fits the pattern. So when you look at his background, you look at the wife's background, you look at family background, because that's the first thing I do in every single case. I look at the types of relationships they have, the type of people in their lives. And so you can start seeing, is this a pattern of what their normally wacky lives and horrendous lives are doing? Or was there an impetus? Was there a spike? Was there an outside event that caused it? And if the rumors are correct in saying that he had some sort of extramarital affair, there's a spike outside the norm that typically will cause some to do stupid things, especially if the awareness of this other relationship or things that are byproducts of relationships, which are unwanted pregnancies or anything like that, and it would damage or tarnish a very controlled image of yourself, of a church-going pastor, then that creates people to do really stupid things. And so if you're looking for patterns of potential behavior in there, I think that's what the cops have probably seen, why the arrest warrant was finally issued for him. And also, from what we know, it was done with his weapon, his gun, his 9mm. He's the only, him and the daughter survive. It's like targeted home invasion, killing her only. And you see how everything just starts falling apart with the narrative that he's trying to portray.
Well, I mean, The narrative is interesting, and this kind of ties into a question here that Mike gave us. It says, I cannot get past the sheer stupidity of this staged break-in. He claims an intruder came in through the side garage door, but responding officers found it was blocked from the inside by a massive refrigerator. Did he really think the cops wouldn't notice he allegedly used a 9mm from his own truck that had the open console in it and that people would believe? Here's my thought on this, and I'm curious to get your thought, Robin. People that are malleable to believe BS, and I'm not calling religion BS, but people who are easy to believe what people are going to tell them. And maybe it's magical thinking in some way, shape, or form. People who are easily influenced in that way. Are these also the same people who are going to believe that others are going to believe their own BS? Because they're very apt to just take other people at their word if they use the right words. In many cases, Jesus, God, religion, things of that. Well, must be a good person. They said God. And a lot of people get bamboozled that way. Are these same people just as vulnerable because they are vulnerable to that on their own end into saying stupid shit when they're trying to sell their own story because they assume that others are going to be just as naive as they are to the world around them?
I'm not sure about his gullibility or susceptibility to outside influences and perceptions like that. But I think, you know, to what you're saying is exactly this. When you're surrounded by people and you're a pastor that you're very, very used to your only outside interactions, completely believe everything you're saying because you're on the pulpit, you're doing the gospels, you're giving your sermons every week, and everyone is buying in 100% of what you're sharing, and you have that confirmation bias that, hey, I can say anything and they'll believe me, and people like me, they believe me. They could never imagine in a million years that I would do something like this. It emboldens you to think that everyone thinks that way about me. Who could possibly? Because in other words, if it's the old adage, you know, if you're in the middle of this torrential monsoon, thunderstorm, hurricane, you think the entire world is in a monsoon hurricane. Meanwhile, it's only about this big. You take one step this way, and it's clear skies and sunny, you know, on a sunny day outside. Mm-hmm. But because you're surrounded by the maelstrom, you think that's all there is. If you're surrounded by a lot of people that believe all the stuff you're saying coming out of your mouth and you think the entire world loves you and beloves you, you don't realize, dude, your congregation's about 100 people or 200 people. You know, when someone more objective gets outside that circle and you try spewing that crap, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? You're an idiot. And it's also very obvious that when people do these things, none of them watch true crime shows like ours because you're like, you're doing the stupidest shit in the world. Trying to stage something to cops is the dumbest thing in the world you could possibly do because you just can't. It's literally impossible because people like this, they don't play these things out because what happens is if you logically play out, all right, if I do it this way and they ask, all you got to do is go down one or two questions beyond the actual action that you're trying to portray. You'll say, well, I can't do it that way. I got to do it this way. I mean, and what happens is you finally run out of things you could logically come up with explanations for, and you come to the logical conclusion, I shouldn't do stupid shit because I'm going to be found out because none of it will play out well. None of it. Yeah. People get away with this by mistake rather than by design when it does happen.
Yeah, I mean, because telling people, the cops, oh, they came in through this door over here and then happened to go and know he had a gun in his truck and took, I mean, it's such a bullshit story.
And also 911 calls. You know, 911 calls are the most telling things that give cops the first clue of where to look when it comes to perpetrators, because you always got to look at the focus. Where is the focus? Even you can rehearse all you want to say the greatest 911 call in the world, but what happens? If you have incongruence between words and emotions, that leaks out all the time. If you don't give a rat's ass towards the individual that was just killed in front of you or by you or whatever it is, no matter what you say is going to be incongruence between words, actions, and deeds on that 911 call, and a skilled investigator with even 1 or 2 years on a force is going to listen to that and say, we need to look here. And that 911 call he gave was exactly that one more time. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but there's a lot of interesting things on that 911 call. As actually, there's only, can I tell you the one thing that stuck out to me more than anything on that one?
Yeah.
A lot of times, people that commit the crimes like to distance themselves either from the individual, the crime itself, or not be part of it. There is, when I'm listening to the 911 call, he said, when the 911 caller said, "Where is she?" meaning his wife, he said, "She's in the bed, not our bed." It's just an interesting non-possessive pronoun use gives a interesting shift between how he viewed the bed versus our bed. Anyway, just a tidbit of a one-word shift. And I was like, "Ooh, that was interesting."
That is. I mean, it's when you're in that position and you're because the weight. Again, because it's such a ridiculous excuse that he gave to the police, and they're going to hammer him for this in court. I think it is true. The reps that he has in telling people things that they believe. Because people will take what he says a little more serious, I think, than just Joe Blow or me, someone who, if we're talking to people at that church, if you will, they're going to take what he's going to say, his testimony about whatever, as having more weight, more legitimacy, more trust, because he's in that position of authority, in power, involving God, involving his church. So if he's to say something and his interpretation of something is what it is, oh, well, they'll take a little more seriously versus somebody who doesn't have that sort of position. And I think him being in that position over and over and just being believed on his own will and probably a lot of reps, in my opinion, and my guess of probably BSing people, you fail to start to realize how deep the water gets in the pool as quickly as it does.
Yeah, you fell in love with his own credibility. Yeah,
exactly.
I thought he's more credible than he actually
is. That's true. Yeah, I mean, you do. You fall in love with your own credibility, and you think that it holds more weight than it actually does. Another thing here, Amanda from YouTube, the witness intimidation charges are terrifying to me. Their two young daughters were in the house for 3 days between what happened, the murder and Caleb's arrest, and are now the center of the no-contact order. What on earth did he say or do to those poor girls to warrant those specific charges? Well, I'm guessing there was probably some storytelling going on, don't you think?
Well, yeah, especially if he's arrested under this, you know, being suspicious of doing this and then being accused of doing this, that's a violent act against someone at the house. I mean, that's child custody. I mean, yeah, you're going to remove kids from the same household because the amount of times, you know, spouses are taken out and children, that's more common than anything. And then, if he's under suspicion and being accused of doing this, that means he's murdered someone at least once. Why wouldn't he murder more? I mean, And so, first of all, it's the threat of violence against them is why they're removing him from that household. You know, regardless of him witness tampering or anything like that, it's protect the children.
Yeah, and these are the only people that are going to be able to say what they experience, and it's coming from children, which is not always great in court. It's a hard witness to have.
I think there'll be more.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they say and what they say dad told him to say is going to be what I...
Yeah, it'll be... And you're right. I think between what the kids say and the leakage you're going to have from people around him. And so here you are, a pastor. Your wife is involved with the school. I mean, they had a lot of outside interactions, and the amount of leakage that they're going to have about what was going on at home is going to be pretty... I would think it's going to be pretty substantial. And then when you start getting incongruencies between stories, between what he's saying, what the kids are saying, what outsiders are saying from what they observed, what they saw, what they heard, text messages, all these things are going to really be playing a lot. I think law enforcement has a lot to work with on this one. I know the defense attorney said, they need to give more time. You know, 3 days isn't long enough to investigate this. It might have been more than enough just because... Who else? I mean, just the whole, all you got to do is Google the probability of an outsider coming into your house and killing your wife randomly. It was just like...
Well, and getting your gun out of your truck through a door you can't go through.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at the stupidity, not at the crime. It's the most horrendous thing. But you're like, I'm telling you, how many times do we say this on the show? You know, if these people had three marbles rolling around upstairs, they wouldn't have to resort to things like this. Stupid people do things like this because they have nothing going on upstairs.
Well, that and narcissists, stupid people, sometimes they're one and the same.
Emotional intelligence.
At the end of the day, I always say it, narcissism wins. And if he thought he was going to get away with this because he told himself a story over and over, that's narcissism. And guess what won? Narcissism. Not the narcissist. He's going down for this. I mean, at least innocent until proven guilty, but it's acting on it. It's believing that you can tell that story and people are going to believe it. It's thinking you're going to get away with this for all those days, that this is all just going to work out okay. When you practice it, when you believe it, it will take you out. And that's why, I mean, unfortunately, other people do get taken out too. But so many times, if you're not in a dangerous situation with a narcissist or a malignant narcissist, someone who's not, we all have narcissistic tendencies, but one that's just, you know, this is their modality for everything. If you're not in any sort of dangerous situation and they're not in a danger to others and they're doing shit, just let them. Let them, because
that's what I call the great show.
Because they will destroy themselves, guaranteed. Yeah. Step in if you know it's a danger to yourself or others. But if they're just going to kind of self-destruct on their own path of delusion, go ahead. You don't need to waste your energy. They will do it for you. It's really quite amazing to watch. All right, there you go.
Big, we solved all the problems of the world today.
Big ball of narcissists today.
Self-serving control freaks.
Oh, my God. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. Robin's latest book, it is out. Go get it. Leave a review.
Speaking of narcissists.
Yeah, it's not all about me. In case you're a narcissist, this might be the book that helps you today.
Or you know someone in your life. Give it as a gift.
It's a gift. Dear asshole. Sign it. Yeah, give it as a gift. Anyway, check it out wherever you get books. It's a good read. And it's not super long. It's like a great one where you can, you know, if you're going for a drive or a bit of a commute or something, maybe
3.5 hours if you listen to me on Audible.
You can knock it out in a flight. And it's a good one. It's when you walk away from going, this is good. Check that out. Until next time, for Todd, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.